We are here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, and with me is Charles Bassett from Dixon, Missouri. He is a former chairman of the Missouri Beef Industry Council, and he is a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and serves on the International Marketing Committee. And Charles, you're in the middle of your session, your committee meeting right now. International marketing, of course, probably the brightest spot in our beef checkoff program altogether, and increasing exports for our product. What are you talking about as far as plans to just help keep that momentum going?
Well, there's obviously markets all over the world that could be available to us, and so I think our focus right now is going to be to allocate those limited funds. We prioritized several of those just a few minutes ago, but also have the flexibility to shuffle those funds if bright spots show up, for instance, in Asia or Europe or wherever those bright spots may be. We can put our focus in there immediately and work as hard as we can to make American beef the protein choice of our customers outside our borders.
At this particular point in time, what are the brightest international markets for beef?
Obviously, the places we have the greatest opportunity is Mexico, Japan, and Korea. There's also some opportunities for specific products in Europe. And so I think it behooves us to work as hard as we can, on as many fronts as we can, to work those to spend our dollars to the most effective ways.
What are the biggest challenge areas right now? What are some of the trouble spots that you have now that markets that were doing well that may have run into some issues?
Probably, if I had to sum it up in one word, it'd be political. There's always political issues. Some countries feel like we're pressuring them to take our product, and of course, they're getting political pressure from homegrown products, and so those are issues that we always have to deal with and probably are the number one issue. Another thing I might mention, too, is due to the strong dollar, that's causing us some problems, too, to export products because of declining value of currencies worldwide causes them a little bit of problem in purchasing our products.
The proposal for international marketing, as I recall in the budget, is cut a little bit. Is that correct?
Yes. I don't see any option with the limited resources we have is to cut. We have to make painful decisions. That's one of the toughest jobs I've had. The last two beef board meetings I've attended is to decide where we cut our budget. And that's always a very tough decision because I like every emphasis we have, every market-driven proposal we have, I like them. But to choose which ones we have to reduce is really a tough job.
And, of course, those two things that you mentioned, politics and the declining U.S. dollar, are two things that you can't do anything about no matter how much money you have, right?
No, it would really be great if we had more resources to work with. I think we could move a lot more product at home, and I know one reason we could worldwide if we had more dollars to work with, and that's just not going to happen in the near future with the shrinking American beef herd. And since we only get a dollar per head, we have to leverage every dollar, stretch it as far as we can, look for bargains in advertising, marketing, and every avenue that's open to us.
For the Missouri cattle producer or just the cattle producer in any state, what can you tell them about how important it is to promote our product overseas?
I wish that everyone could attend one of these meetings, and I don't think I can adequately find the words to place the emphasis on how we should work really hard and harder than we do to move product overseas because the overwhelming world population is outside of our borders, and that's our greatest opportunity to sell more beef.
Charles, how long have you served on the Cattlemen's Beef Board?
I am in my fourth year. I'm in my second term. Missouri allows you to serve 2-3-year terms on the Cattlemen's Beef Board. and I'm currently the first year of my second term.
I guess the first 2 years were more fun than the last 2 years, huh?
Yes, they were. They were, and I can't say this enough, what a privilege it is and has been for me to represent my fellow producers back in Missouri and nationwide on this beef board and have the opportunities that I've had, possibly in a very small, minor way, to shape the emphasis of the dollars that we have to spend. And I take that very serious. And I wish that every producer could attend one of these meetings and understand how hard we work to leverage every one of those dollars, to squeeze every ounce of return out of it that we can. We saw a chart this morning that I thought was very interesting, that we have documented evidence for every dollar of checkoff we invest, we get back $5.50. And I think that's a good investment, even in hard economic times.
Thank you very much. That's Charles Bassett from Missouri. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting from Denver.